Good morning. A Monday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. I hope you had a good weekend.
Had a great weekend. Spent a lot of it in the garden, pulling up weeds. Weeds, weeds, weeds.
And much needed rain over the weekend. We start the week, it looks like it'll be sunny. Highs near 80, a nice day today. And what a week it was last week. By the end of the week, lots of despair. I was watching over the weekend for folks in Texas where Dallas police officers were killed. We know now a lone gunman, Alan. And the headline in the Times today says, open carry laws in Texas blurred lines amid shootings.
Well, David, look, the more guns, the more we're going to have of this thing. There are some signs of dissonance within the NRA itself, because there's a question as to whether or not people who carry and have licenses to carry should have been shot. And those are black people in two of these cases. There's a very disturbing tendency, David, for politicians to try to get something out of this thing. I know that Ed Cox, the chairman of the Republican Party, has been seriously criticizing the governor for politicizing the whole mess. And the governor's office, for their part, quite correctly said back to Cox, it's reprehensible to try to gain some political traction by doing this kind of attack on the governor. So I'm just simply saying this is a good time for everybody to sort of shut up and grieve, because this is terrible stuff on both sides. You don't want to kill police officers to get back at society, and you certainly don't want to kill innocent civilians who are doing nothing wrong.
Adding fuel to that fire, Alan, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani drew heavy criticism for calling Black Lives Matter inherently racist, claiming black children have a 99% chance of killing each other.
There are many people who think that Rudy Giuliani will be the attorney general if Trump is elected president. And so there is a right-wing slant to what he says and how he says it. It is not surprising. We've heard it all from him before. There was a time when he was mayor when his tough approach to those people who committed crimes was known as Giuliani time. And we are seeing now a country that is deeply divided and in which racial intolerance is one of the major reasons that we see misbehavior. You know, it is extraordinary to me that people who have more or less skin pigment would be picked on in the way that they are in this country. Look, we had slavery, we had post-slavery, we have kept our black populations undereducated, underemployed, and any statistical look will show you that. And we can't do more than try to make it happen that we turn that all around, because this country will never be safe for everyone unless we start really applying ourselves.
How about this question? Did the use of a bomb disposal robot by Dallas police to carry out and detonate an explosive device blur the line between policing and warfare?
Well, look, it's inevitable. You'll remember, David, that many police departments were applying for equipment like tanks. You know, this is the look of the future. You have a situation where you have a gunman. You want to get the gunman. You don't want to put lives at risk. You move people with explosive devices or with tanks or anything else that you can possibly find. The genie's out of the bottle. That's where we're going.
Of course, all that we talked about today through the frame of the presidential contest. And an editorial observer in the New York Times today says Mrs. Clinton, Mr. Trump, or none of the above. In this year of political animosity, more voters say they are undecided because they dislike both candidates.
Well, that's right. We know that the negatives are very high for both. Gail Collins in the New York Times today blasting Hillary and Bill for the way in which they've conducted themselves personally and politically. And that's the New York Times. So what you see is a whole bunch of people who don't like either candidate. But you know what, David? That's what choices are. I don't like the way Mrs. Clinton has behaved in some of these situations. But certainly as an individual voter, I'm going to vote for her. And I am sure that other people will make that kind of decision holding their noses.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Well, here's to a good week.
I can't hear you. I'm holding my nose.